they are good. Semester, what they call it. Okay, anybody, any new faces? Not really, so no. Yeah, just by hands, anybody new? Is it? Nathan? Okay. Very good. So we're going to resign from this file from the base. So when Mr. says, I cannot like these coffs in Malaysia Gag, so I was a hand with a child as a child, they shame more. That's normal for them to be patrons. So we made a little chayim nezik shom, al svegel, which is good. Rashi says, mei shem u'adam, lik beitz, it was just an isekam, but he told it directly. And the Mishnah goes on, hakelev shenotel charorim, holach l'godish, mishalem nezik shom, al acharorim, mishalem nezik shom, holach l'godish, ochal acharorim, hid l'kisek godish, al acharorim, mishalem nezik shom, al acharorim, mishalem chatsi nezik, Rashi says, al acharorim, mishalem nezik shom, that is shem, mishus an isek. Versus later, it's talking about Bishus and Isaac. And on the Godish, you pay Chatzi Nezik. That's going to be all discussion. No matter what, what's together over here, that Al Godish, you pay Chatzi Nezik. That's such a sugya, big sugya. What by El Sarab Shaito. So the Gemara says, Time of the Kovtzu, on the Flupotu. The mission to do it, that the case is that the kovtzel, if they fell, then you're potter. Why? Because then you're honest. Then the bialim is honest. It says in this gemara that the bialim are honest in the shmirah, so there's no chiv in this gemara. In this gemara, it's only when there was some kind of pshia on the part of the bialim. That's your son, all the babakam. You need to have a pshia on the part of the bialim. What degree of Shia, this Chilukim, that's the beginning of Achainis, it's going to come up later in the Sugya. What degree of Shia do you need? The Gemara says it depends on the Ab. Bor, Shem Regal, Bor and Eish, Hatar and Miyat, B'Shmirasim. You don't need such a big Shmir. If you had a basic Shmir, then you're Potter. That's enough. In order to be Chai, you need a Shia Gemur. But Karen is the Torah wasn't remaid from the Shmira. By Karen, even if you had a Shmir Pchus is not enough, you need a bigger Shmir. Kach, but you need a degree of you need to be Pesheya in the Shmira in order to be Chayav. If the Bible weren't honest, then there's no Chayav. So that's why over here Noflu is potter, because Noflu, that's not something that normally happens. The Kelim and the D are generally surefooted, they're not generally Noflu. So that doesn't represent the pshia on the part of the Bible. So the Gemara says Alma Kasavet Chilosu B'Shiyah V'Soyfi B'Einus Potter. If that's the case, then it's Meduik in the Mishnah that Chilosu B'Shiyah V'Soyfi B'Einus is Potter, because the fact that the Bible let this Kelev or this Gdi go up onto the Gag, where there was a possibility they would jump down and break the Kelev, that's a pshia. So it started off as a pshia. The Bible were pshia. The Kelev and the D could jump down and break the kli. So there was that was a pshia. At the end, they fell down. That was oinus. So it's Meduik in the Mishnah, since the Mishnah implies that only kovtzu is chayav, but naflu is potter. So Meduik in the Mishnah that chilasu pshia, b'seifa ba'oinus is potter. That's a machlekes tu l'shoinus in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That's the base. See the Gemara in a minute. Tu l'shoinus over there in the Gemara. The halacha of the Gemara over there says hilchas that chilasu pshia b'seifa ba'oinus is chayav. But that's the halacha. But it's machlekes. So from this mission, the charizm of the that chilasu pshia v'soyfu b'oinus is potter, not the way we pass it. So the verse says, and the verse says, taka price is l'char. Tanya nami ochi. Hakelav agdisha kovtzu m'reish agag v'shobos nekelam m'shalam nezik shol. No fluptur. So in the mission it's a diuk, and in the price it's m'furish, the distinction. Fek the gemara. Hanichal amad dom et chilasu pshia v'soyfu b'oinus potter. So that's good if you taka hold, chilasu pshia v'soyfu b'oinus is potter. But l'man domar chayiv ma'ikal meimah. According to the man d'omar, which is the halacha, that chilasu pshia v'soyfu b'oinus is chayev. So what do you do with the brisa? What do you do with the deacon and the mishnah? So my answer is kigoyin the mikra b'kelim l'gabi kaisel. The case is with the kelim, we're close to the kaisel. That had the kelim l'di jumped, they would not have broken the kelim. So there was no pshia clap in the kelim. Pshutai, might be other kelim, but there was a pshia clap, but the pshia has to be clap in these kelim. What's he going for? But that's mustamad over. That's mustamad over poshut. You have to have that the pshia is klapi this kelim. Doesn't help that there's pshia klapi some other. Doesn't matter there was pshia klapi some other kelim. Pshia has to be klapi this kelim. So since this kelim that broke in we're mikvil klapi kaisel. So there was no pshia because the Baalim had no way to foresee that the kelim they're going to be neifel. If they'll be kaifet, they'll be kaifets over the kelim. So mimela. So mimela, that's why you put them. I feel it's closer to shiur leper. Let's hear Rashi. Closer to shiur, the boy lasu kedai to do makafti. There are chayilut plates, so that's a shiur. The soich boy is tanoflu v'nefilu have a little lasu kedai. Answers the mikvi kelim l'gabi kaisel tuba. Very close to the kaisel. What does Rashi need tuba? What does Rashi want tuba? What's missing the gemara? Mikvi kelim l'gabi kaisel. Kelim are close to the kaisel. If you'll be kaifis, they'll go over the kelim. Actually, it's not. They're not just not as close to the place. They were very close to the place. What does actually want?
I don't know. To jump, it also has to be a little bit close. If it was very far away, they wouldn't be able to jump. So when they jump, that's close. So if the force really.
Yeah, I hear. But the Maestro Gemara says it like. I understand in my own. The Gemara says Mikra v'Kaisel came on the other Kaisel. If they're close to the Kaisel, so the Gemara says my Mikra is a Chosa. What's missing? We're said they're close. So if it'll be kaifetz, it'll go over the kelim. That's just telling me if it's close to tuba. We'll see. Maybe we'll get to Tosis when we come back to this question. I think there's a simple shot. But anyway, the mikri kelim gabi kaisel tuba. The leket chilosu b'shir. So male that's not called chilosu b'shir. The avikotzi, libaroi mimani avikotzi. They will be beyond the kelim. The chinof alahadi kaisel. The itmer mana, and therefore. When they fall next to the kaisel and break the kelim, it's called the onus. Maybe this is a dear column, this Rashi. Rashi think because it's not because there's no pshi over here, so maybe when they fall, it's an onus. So maybe a little bit of Dukin Rashi that if there would be a pshi, we're going to my close pshi of Saifa Ben Ischayev. So then the gedu would be that it's not an onus. This has to do with the Shiloh, which we're obviously going to be busy with. What's exactly the pshat? Why Tchilosu B'shir V'Soyfa V'Oinus is Chayim? One of the possibilities is that when Tchilosu B'shir V'Soyfa V'Oinus and the Oinus itself I look at as a pshir. Since the Oinus came from a pshir, so the Oinus itself I look at as a pshir. There's been a parents here in the Sugya says like that. Rashi's a little bit, it's not a big deal exactly, but maybe in Rashi's we'll also do it that way. The loss in Rashi is because there was no pshia, therefore it's when the kelah falls, it's a oinus. It's mashma that if there would be a pshia, not that should be chayav, despite it being oinus. If there would be a pshia, it wouldn't be an oinus. The alternative is to say maybe tchilosu pshia b'soif oinus is still a oinus, but because there was tchilosu pshia, so the pshia is mechayav. We'll see later in Bikvega, maybe do you know Tutsalim. What's the gedik loset? It's maybe with really more than two sod, but the kolapachas is just the beginning, just to get started. There's a shadow. It's loset pshiyah soif v'manis is chayev. Is it chayev because the oinus becomes a pshiyah, or the oinus remains oinus, but the pshiyah is machayev. In the Rashi is meduyik that because there was no pshiyah, so mele it's an oinus. But if there would be a pshiyah, then it wouldn't be an oinus. Again, this is not from the big diyukim, but something. Yeah.
So according to Rashi, where was the case of the mishnah shikatz marashi gadik shiras the kelim? Where are those
came? Oh, so that's going to be Tosis Kasha. We'll see. I think maybe that's the tuba. We'll see Tosis in a second. Yeah.
Sorry, are you saying it's not
famous
such that it still falls within the getter of Tchilosu B'shir V'Soyfa Einus, but it's Einus and that's why it's Chayev, or it doesn't come into the getter?
But here it's not a Pshi at all. So actually, because it's not a Pshi at all, because the kelim are close to the kaisel, so therefore when the kelim falls, so it's oinus. It's mashman rashi that had it been a pshia, so the lumdus would have been that that's not called the oinus. Since it's chilos of a pshia, so then it's not called soif, then the oinus that happens afterwards is not called an oinus. That's not the only way to understand chilos of pshia for soif of oinus. It might be it's an oinus anyway, but you chayav on account of the pshia. Again, I don't know that this is a yeshiva shadikin rashi. It's not so compelling. But, okay, fuck, we're here. We've got all the eyes. Yeah, let's see Taisus. Taisus is Kasha. Hanof lupturim alma kasova. Taisus is going on the tzad that chilos of pshia v'soif v'oinus is potter. This is the Dibra Maskin. It's going, hanicha l'man d'omet chilos of pshia v'soif v'oinus potter. So that's the way the Gemara initially understood. Without the Kimta that Mikra Vikaisel, we only need the Kimta Lamadomet Chosef Shiva Seif Benis is Chayef. Lamadomet Chosef Shiva Seif Benis Potter, the Gemara says, then we're fine. We don't need any special Kimtas. Chosef Shiva Seif Benis is Potter, so we're great. Kofas is a Pshia, Nuffel is Oinus. So everything's fine. In fact, Taisa is, what's so fine? What's the case? Vintayma, Hechi Domi. What? I Mikra Vikaelim Lagabe Kaisel. If the kelim were close to the kaisel, so then if the animal jumped, that's the mitzvah, still jump over the kelim. On the other hand, if the kelim are far from the kaisel, so then how do they break benefila if he falls straight down? So what's the hanicha? Hanicha, you don't need any special kimpas. What do you mean? You don't need any special kimtas? But the case doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I understand. Kvitz is a pshia, and oinus is and nafel is oinus, but it's not the same kelim. So what's this case that the Mishnah is telling me that kovtu is chayev on nafel pshur? The yesh leimar kigayin shayu leimar uchakais v'leimar kuravais. There's a middle ground. By the way, before you get to the Vishleima, in the Mekreisiv Smeduya, that Nefilo could be Merochak too. Kfitz is only Merochak and not Mekarok. But Nefilo could be either way. He could fall straight down, and he could fall, maybe he had a running start or something, and then he tripped, and he could fall far away also. So the Mekreisiv is not even addressing Tashkashiv, but Pesach Hadwarim we'll see the Mekreisiv, he takes it granted. Nefilo could be Rochak or Karok. Kfitz is only Rochak. So the Nefilo Mekreisiv, Tashkashiv doesn't start. The Maris Havimin was talking about Rochak. And Rochak is Meshachas Lo B'Kvitzah, it's Meshachas Lo B'Nefilah, Kofzu Chayev, Noflu is Potter. Taisus held that it's binary, you know, if it's Kofzu, it's far, and Noflu is close. So what's the case of the Diyak? That Kofzu Chayev, and Noflu is Turim. So Taisus' answer is, the first answer is, there's something in between. The Mitri ben B'Nefilah, ben B'Kvitzah. So, according to this Teretz and Taisus, the way the Gemara reads is the Gemara initially thought the kelim are in between. They're not so rochak that he can't fall and break them. They're not so karav that he can't jump and break them. So Nela says the mission of kof to chayavim because it's a tchilosu b'shia because it's a b'shia, but not flupturim because it's oinus. I tchilosu b'shia v'saifu b'oinus. Yeah, tchilosu b'shia v'saifu b'oinus is potter. But it's fact Gemara. But what about the madama tchilosu b'shia v'saifu b'oinus is chayav? So then the Gemara has to answer, no, they're not this in between. They're not this in between. They're so close that if it'll be koftu, he won't hit them. So mele it's not chilos of b'shia. That's the pshat. That's the simple pshat. That's what they say. So I think that's the pshat. You know what? What? In Rashi, that's I think what Rashi meant when he said mikri v'tuba. Yeah.
You still don't have the b'shiva in the Mishnah says they koftu and b'shiva is a kelim.
Yeah, because the kelim were in the lemando amet chosav shiv b'sayfu b'nis potter. Oh yeah. What about the lemando chayiv? Yes, nechrami. That's what we're trying to ask. We'll talk about it in a second.
Rashi's in
lemando amet chayiv. Yeah, no, it's right. But what changes in that lemando amet? No, it's the gemara's like this. Lemando amet the shakel of chayiv goes. Lemando amet chosav shiv b'sayfu b'nis chayiv. I'm sorry. Lemando amet chosav shiv b'sayfu b'nis potter says the gemara. So everything's fine. Don't need any special kimtas. The kelim were nishtahin and nishtaher, they were in between, and koftzu chayev and noflu potter, and everything is great. But lemando amar chosav shiv b'soif b'oinus is chayev. So then what's the case? What's the case of noflu? It's chilos of b'shir. So the answer is that it wasn't stamim, but it wasn't just a wishy-washy. It was mikra vituva. It was mikra vituva, meaning so close that with kvitsa he wouldn't hit it. Yeah, of course, the Rishonim ask, we'll come to it in a second, Rishonim ask, okay, so then how do you understand the coin to that mandoma, what's the case of the we'll come to that in a second. But
so Tosis is dealing, Tosis is making a kimta even in the first mandoma. Tosis is saying...
No, it's not the word, but yeah, but Lafit Tosis, maybe it's confusing, maybe we should talk about it now. But what about the maskonis, according to the mandoma, Tosif Shif, Zofman is Chayef. So we say in a kimta, we're talking about that the Kalim were Kor of Tuva. So that's why there's no tchilosim of shir. Okay, so then again, what's the case? What's the case of the diuk? If it's mikra vituva, if the case of noflu is that it's mikra vituva, so how can the brayser say that kofzu chayodim? So this is we'll see. The Rashba has a fancy teretz, but the simple teretz, the Tosef Ben Peretz says that it's talking with stodim, but in a charan. If man da'om et chilosu b'shir v'soif o'enis is chayev, that means every time it's chilosu b'shir, you pack up chayev in the nefilah. So you have to say the Brayis is talking about two separate cases. Koftzu is talking about one case, and Noflu is talking about a different case. Now it's koftzu chayovim, that's talking about where they were, the kelim were rochim. And ha'noflu p'turim, the dig of ha'noflu p'turim, means if they fell straight down in a place where the kvitzu won't hit them, so then you're potter. So why didn't Tosis say that already in the? So it was bothering Tosis to say that already in the beginning of the Gemara. No, because it's clear in the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara didn't think it's Tzadim. The Gemara, the Chachila, didn't think that we're talking with Tzadim, because if we're talking with Tzadim, then it's nothing to do with Chilosu B'Shiru B'Seifu B'Aynus. It was the Gemara, the Chachila, when the Gemara wound up. The Gemara said, "Hanicha lemadam et chosav shina b'ayin is potter, but lemadam et chosav shiv seifa b'ayin is chayiv ma'ikal lemeima." So at that stage of the Gemara is certainly learning the Brisa and the Mishnah that it's not litzdogim, because if it's litzdogim, suddenly means two different cases. Koftz is one case, Nafl is another case. If it's litzdogim, then it's not a case of chosav shiv seifa b'ayin. So obviously the Gemara lechatchila was learning that it's one case. That's why it's chosav shiv seifa b'ayin. It's one case. In fact, Tosis says, "How could it be one case? It's physically impossible to be one case." He says, "Yeah, as far as possible. If you have a middling kind of case where it's not korup and it's not rochid, that's the case of tchilosav shiv v'soif v'bayis." Says the Gemara, "No, in that case, the Gemara thinks that that's the case. So hanich lemadom tchilosav shiv v'soif v'bayis potter, but lemadom tchilosav shiv v'soif v'bayis chayiv ma'ikel meimer." And the Gemara answers, "You're right. The case is not a case of the case is litzdodim. The Mishnah means litzdodim. Koftzu means the rochid, and noflu means mikavituva." In such a way that there's no overlap between the Koftzu and the Noflu. And that's why it's not Tchilosu B'Shir B'Seifa B'Aynus. That's one teretz in Tosis, and then Tosis is another teretz along the same lines. Inami B'Kli Orech, Inofu L'Tzad HaSamach L'Kais L'Mitzvah, V'Kavtzi Mitzvah L'Tzad HaMruch. And we're not having the thought, it's one case. The Keli's a long Keli, so you can hit it with Kvitza and you hit one end. You can hit it with Nefilah and you hit the other end. And that's still Tchol, Tchilosu B'Shir B'Seifa B'Aynus. Because this Keli, you could break it. You were a Peshiel, got me this Kli. What's the difference from what side you break it? But there's a Peshiel, got me this Kli. Because if the behemoth jumps, it'll hit one end. And if the behemoth fell, it'll hit the other one. So the Maestro, there was a Peshiel, got me this Kli. It's close to Peshiel, sorry for vibes. Shy a little bit. By the case of Noflu, let's a case of Nofal where it is Tchilosu B'Shir V'Soif V'Bayis. In a case where it is Tchilosu B'Shir, let's say the middle case of Tosis, it's not so close, not so far, so it really is Tchilosu B'Shir V'Soif V'Bayis. And the Gemara says, L'mandam at Tchilosu B'Shir V'Soif V'Bayis Yechayah. Then you're potter. So, What Av Melacha does it belong to? Behemothel. Is it Regal? Is it, maybe it's Karen, because it's Mishunah to fall? Her in Svara, there's a big makom to say that it's Karen. Because, I'll tell you why. Tosis later on has a shot. Tosis on top of Chabez and Aleph. I don't know if you saw that Tosis yet. Tosis in the Dapik Mepoch. Tosis talks about it in the following case. We'll talk about this more when we get to that Tosis, but I want to already mention that. Tosis talks about the following case. Let's say you have a case where it was Tchilosa B'Shia B'Saifa, it was Tchilosa in a B'Shia on the level of Regal. Meaning it was Peshea that the behemoth, I put the behemoth in a position where it could go to Urche and be Mazik, which is an Izik. But at the end, it was only a Peshea on the level of, it was a Peshea on the level of Keren. The Moshel, I let my behemoth go into Rishon Izik, where it's that's a Tchilos of a Peshea, and now the behemoth could go and eat Kedaka and do Regal, Shen Regal Kedaka, and so on. So it was a Peshea on the level of Regal. But at the end, the behemoth did something Mishunah, which I'm not so much expected to expect. So Tosis seems to think that that's a lower level. Karen is a, at least Karen Tam is a lower level of Shia. Because the payment is something that was l'havelet asuk yadait, l'ches v'shimikai. So Tosis says that l'chayra, it should be, I should treat it like regal. Because the t'chilos in t'chilos of Shia v'soif of oynis is chayav. That means even by an oynis, I treat the Shia like the Shia of, I treat it like a pshia. I look at the haschola. I look at the pshia at the beginning, not the oinus at the end. So just like if I have a pshia that ends up in oinus, I treat it like a pshia. I look at the beginning. So if I have a high level pshia that ended up with a low level pshia, I should treat it like the high level pshia, and I should treat it like regal. So maybe should chayv nezik shalom like regal. Tosis mechich that it can't be, because then every behemoth that's nichnas al rishus hanizik and then did a hezik b'shinui would be chayv nezik shalom. So, and that's about not true. Hema goes b'shus anizik, and it's you know Arisha dar shatara for mashal, and it does something mishuna. So you pay chatzin ezik in Feresh Gemara. Why do you pay only chatzin ezik? It's chilosa in the pshia of regal. So Tosha says that even though we had the pshia shavoy, it's a pshia gemura, but at the end of the day, the mazik was karen. It did something mishuna. At the end of the day, it was mishuna. And Tosha says karen but pshia is also karen. A case that, and this is a, how do you ever have such a case? Karen b'pshia. Well, here you have a case. We're talking about Karen Tam. Karen Tam b'pshia is still Karen. At the end of the day, it's fart Karen. It's still Karen. So it doesn't matter that it was chalasa b'pshia. So fine, chalasa b'pshia, it's a high level, it's a high level b'pshia. But at the end of the day, it doesn't take away its character of Karen. So therefore, we're done, it as it's only going to be chatzi nezik. So it says in Tosis, so you say that you could have a pshia gemura on the level of regal, but if at the end of the day the hezek was mishuna, so I treat it as keren, and it's only chatzines. So, why do you say the same thing over here? The pshia was a pshia of kvitza. Kvitza is regal. But at the end of the day, what happened? It fell. Falling is mishuna. Not usual for the payment to fall, for the kelev to fall. Can it cut that really in a vacuum? You know, the field by itself is really a oinus. It's so mishuna that it's a oinus. So fine, chalosu pshia v'soifa in ischayim. But maybe so the pshia it gets the status of the pshia regal. But what is the mice in the field itself? Is the mice in the field of mice of regal, or is it a mice of care? L'chayr and svar, there'd be a big welcome to say that it's still a mice of care. And that's the then according to Tosis, it only be chayav chatzi nezek. And interesting, a raglayim l'dolah, if you want, is that the Rashba here at the beginning of the sugya, the Rashba entertains for a few minutes that maybe when the Gemara says soifah ba'oynis that naflas is potter, it means potter min ezek sholom, but it's keren. Maybe when the Gemara talks about soifah ba'oynis, then nefila is oynis doesn't mean it's really an oynis that it's potter. Maybe nefila being ba'oynis means it's not regular, it's only keren. Because falling is mishunah. So Rashi says, no, that's not the pshat. Oinus means oinus gomer, and you potter legarmi. If it wouldn't be lemadom et chosu pshiv, so if it's potter, so you potter legarmi in the field. Because the Rashba to have a mina that maybe Nafalus Takanada Oinus. When the Gemara calls it not an Oinus at all, when the Gemara calls it an Oinus, the Gemara means it's not a Pshia on the level of Regal, it's a Pshia on the level of Karen. And therefore it's a lower level of Pshia. That's what the Gemara calls Oinus. And that's Karen, because it's an Oinus, it's Mishunah. So he says, no, it's not merely Mishunah, it's Oinus Gom. Falling is Oinus Gom. Not just Mishunah, it's Oinus Gom. Okay, fine. Fine, I'm accepting that. Oinus means it's Oinus Gom. But the man domet chalos of Pshia v'soif of Oinus Chayev, so we treat it as a Pshia, because we go after the Pshia, but we go after the Pshia at the beginning, so it gets the status of a Pshia. But what is the Mais and Afila? The Chayev, the Mais and Afila is, since the Mais and Afila intrinsically is an Oinus, so an oinus is l'chayre more mishunah than even mishunah. That's the point that I want to bring out from the Rashba. You see in the Rashba, an oinus is mishunah. The Rashba to have him, you know, that maybe every nefilah is intrinsically karen, because falling is mishunah. So he says, no, it's not that. It's potel lagamri. It's more than a mishunah. It's potel lagamri. So oinus gomer. Fine. So oinus gomer is more than mishunah. But it's lagar, but it's not, but it's more than mishunah. But it certainly is mishunah. It's mishunah ma'ib. That it's intrinsically an oinus, but it's mishunah. So the chayyur should follow that l'mad da'om et chilosev b'pshiyah v'soifah v'oinus chayyur. According to Taisus, at least this Taisus on Anachav Beis, that even when you have chilosev b'pshiyah v'soifah b'keren, when you have chilosev b'pshiyah v'soifah b'mishunah, so Taisus says that we don't say, well, it's a pshiyah. It is a pshiyah, but at the end of the day, it's still mishunah. So it's mishunah b'pshiyah. I want to say the same thing over here. Nofles mishunah. So fine, chalosu b'shiyah b'soifu b'ayinus, that has the status of a b'shiyah. But it's mishunah b'shiyah. So it should be keren, so it'll only be chatzin ezer. But the mice, it's very dochuk to say that that's true, because then the Gemara asks, hanichu l'man domet chalosu b'shiyah b'soifu b'ayinus is potter. But the man domet chalosu b'shiyah b'soifu b'ayinus chayev, ma'ikul ha'meimer, why does the b'raisa say that by nofli only you're potter? What's the kasha? Maybe potter means chatzin ezer. Like the Mursa later on, the Gemara has another Baisi where it says Pturim, the Gemara says my Pturim, Pturim Minezer Shalom, Chayav and Bechatzin Ezer. So say that, so why can't the Gemara answer that over here? So maybe when the Baisi says Hanoflu Pturim, it means Pturim Minezer Shalom, Chayav and Bechatzin Ezer. The Gemara doesn't answer that. Mashma, the Gemara assumes Mashma, the Gemara, that that's not true. That if Chilos of Shiva, Soifa Benes is Chayav, it's Chayav and Bechatzin Shalom, not Bechatzin Ezer. But why Taka? Why isn't it care? In a long, sort of long-winded way, the question I'm asking is, why is Nafla regal? Nafla should be kept. You can't say it is Karen, but since it's Chilosu b'pshia is regal, so I don't care that it's Soifa b'Karen. Taisa b'Fair is that that's not true. Chilosu b'pshia b'Soifa b'Karen is Karen. So here, so even Chilosu b'pshia b'Soifa is Chayav, but it's Chilosu b'pshia b'Soifa b'Karen. So why is it Chayav Chanezek Shalom? It should be only Chatzin Nezek. The Gemara is Madrik that it's Chayav, that if Chilos of Shiva Soifa Ben is Chayav, it's Chayav Nezek Shalom. Why Nezek Shalom? So I thought that maybe here's a support for the idea that we had last semester.
Couldn't you be
elegant
and say that it shouldn't mean that the element is something that's not natural?
Oh, sorry. So I think from here is a revival of, or brings us back to the idea that we have, that we saw in Rishonim last semester. We had a whole steer. What is exactly the level of the definition of Karen? Is it Kavanos Lahazik or is it Mishunah? I have a lot of Gemara that Mishunah is enough. You don't need Kavanos Lahazik. Arisha Torah, rather, the Gemara says Mishunah, so it's called Karen. Tanigal Shoshid Roshu Lavi Lilikli Schuchas. Gemara says it's Mishunah, it's called Karen. It's not Kavanos Lahazik. Shayim Mamadai from there, you don't need literally Kavanos Lahazik. But then we had other, but the Gemara does talk all the time about Kavanos Lahazik. We had by Kishkishiv Znova, maybe we should be down as like Kavanos Lahazik because Yisra Katokaflo. So we had this tension. So we saw in Rishonim that the definition of Karen is not that you don't need literally Kavanos Lahazik, but you need that it should be something that's done by Kavanah Behergesh. Remember, we had a Lashon in the Lashon of Rishonim, Kam Rishonim, Kavanah Behergesh, the Lashon of Iri, Kavanos Lekach. Meaning the definition of Karen doesn't have to be Kavanos Lahazik, but it has to be something, exactly what you're saying, that's not the natural behavior of the animal. But the animal does naturally, without will, the animal doesn't exactly have thought, but what the animal does naturally, instinctively, that's regal. Anything that the animal does that's not an automatic pilot, but requires some kind of, what the Shittim Kabbalists in that base calls B'Shem Rabbein Atana, and B'Shem Kavanah Behergesh. It's an act of volition, it's outside of its normal instinct. So that's called Lezenu Karen. To fall is not the Kavanah Behergesh. know, it's unusual and it's oinus that I don't have to expect it, but it's not kavona be'enish. So that's not called karen. It's regular oinus. And if chalosu b'shiv v'soif oinus is chayev, then it's chayev, because then it's not oinus. But it, one way or another, it's still regular.
When Tosos is saying that there can be Karen after the original Pshia,
mm-hmm.
it's because there's two separate Heziks. But here, where the Onis is only Ba Machmas, the original Pshia, so then the only thing that we could go after is the original Pshia. And so the original Pshia is a Pshia of Regan. It doesn't matter what the Hezek ends up being. It's just that Pshia is Regan. The Pshia that you're doing is correct.
Why over here also? The Pshia was in Kofta.
Right.
And the Onus was in Nofla.
Right.
Why is that different? The case is that the Pshia was in Kofta in a regular way, and then the animal was Kofta with the somersault. Some acrobatic kvitza that's Mishunah.
Right. So that's not connected to Pshia. Tosfos on Chav Gimel says that there, if by a case of a kelim, so he says that if I'm going only if I would say that the reason why I would be mechayev a kelim or chesira, it would be because of tefillas and b'shiyah b'sof of onis, I'd only be chayev a revi'ah nezek. It's not sure from that Tosfos that he only cares about the original thing that he would be chayev for b'shiyah when it comes to tefillas and b'shiyah.
Tosfos was told me how much of a hezek I did, vis-a-vis how much the heads of the Baal HaGachelos did. So he says, well, how much of the hezek I did is measured in the Pshia.
The original Pshia.
Tosfos Chabbei says that even Karen B'Pshia is still Chatzi Nezek. That's in the Lashon of Tosfos. He says that I feel like Hashem Gomer than you Karen B'Chivasa Tera L'Chatzi Nezek. So he's saying, Chilosu b'shiyah v'soifah v'oynis, I look at it, and Chilosu b'shiyah v'soifah b'keren, so I look at it as keren b'shiyah gemur. So the question is over here, l'chayra, if nofla is intrinsically keren, so it's keren b'shiyah gemur. So it's just still only v'chatzi nezik, whereas meduik it's nezik shalom. You have to say that Nofla is not Karen, Nofla is Regan. It's not Nofla when it's Chilasa B'Shia B'Soifa V'Oinis is not Karen B'Shia, it's Regal B'Shia.
I say, sorry, why wouldn't I be able to say on Chav Gimel then also that I should be going after the Onis? After how much I should be paying after, during the time of the Onis of the Caliph?
Tais not saying that I look at the Tais is saying I do look at it as a Pshia Gemurah. I look at it as a Pshia Gemurah. But the etzem, it's lemashal, let's say had chilasa b'pshia v'soifah ba'aynis, and the pshia was regal, and the aynis was shame. So Tosfos says it would be a pshia because the lemashal of pshia v'soifah ba'aynis, we look at it as a pshia. But what's the shame hamazik? It can still be shame in that regal. So what do we have? So the bottom line. So the Gemara says, "Lamad domet chalos of shiur v'soifah ba'aynis chayim," which is the halacha. So you have to say that the case of the Mishnah is that the nofla was without a shiur b'tchila. The case of nofla was mikra b'kaisel, mikra b'kalim l'gav b'kaisel. So therefore, there was no shiur b'tchila, because the shiur is in kfitza, and kfitza is l'merachik. Here the nofla, was a pure aynis. It was aynis through and through. Nofla was an onus through and through because it was mikuvi kalim lagabe kaisa. So the mikuyase fes akasha. Try to see inside. My Gemara is Chav Gimel in the Daf Beis, Chav Gimel in the Amud Erev, Daf Erev. And this is the bottom of the second half. Let's take it from the beginning. Masnisim, Bei Shem Uodim. Bukvais, Bukvishis and Nisim Komer told the regular, that I came to the Gemara, time of the Kof Tzuchayot, Bei Shem Uodim, Mokach, Amel Fulptur, and Biamai, Okaim, and Biamat, Chilosu, Bishiv, Vasoif, Vain, Eschayim. That's the Halacha. They came into Bei Shem Uodim, Bei Kvitzu. Yiboy, Lasuki, Adaiti, Kvim, Mokachzi, Lechayev, Gamin, Afilu. Kvitzu, the Masnisim, Ochi, Gomer. Shikovtsu, the Shavu Kalim. The case of Kfitsu Yevsher, El Shakalim Ruchokim and Akaisel. Dilu Hayasmuchim and Akaisel, Loya Shavim, Sheberochik and Akaisel Magia. Every Kfitsu is Lamiroch, Magia Kfitsu. Hilkoch, Eden Mirachki, if the Kalim are far. So then in Chanami, Ben Nishtabal de Kfitsu, Ayali de Nafila, Loyalim Chayovim, came into Peshail and in Kfitsu. If the kelim were far, so in Chanam, it doesn't matter whether it was kofta or nofla. Kofta is a pshia, and even nofla is chilos of pshia v'soif v'bainis, and then you take a chayav regardless. So meduik in the mekayisif that there could be a case of nofla b'rochik. That's what I said before. Then the mekayisif is meduik. Then the filo could be merochik too, but kfitzu is only merochik. So if the kelim are rochik lahalocha that chilos of pshia v'soif v'bainis is chayav. So if the kelim are rochik, you chayav regardless. Kofta is mamash pshia. And Noflu Merochik is Tchilos of Shiva, Soif of Vainus, is again Chayim. But Abel Noflu, but if it was Noflu, so then Pa'omim Shef Turim. Ven Shayu Kalim Smuchim Etzel Akhesel, Sha'os Hu Tchilosoi, Vesoifoi, Vainus. That's Vainus through and through. The Bekvitze in Derech Lagil Lusom, Busomach, because Kvitze does not go straight down. The Lashovran, that's not normal. We Gam Linin the Filo, Inusu, and the Fil itself is Oinus. Dain Darkin Linput. So that in case it has a problem. It says, Ve'el Chayev, Mitam told the Karen, Loimar, Sheyuchlu Lashanis Bekvitzo, Sheyit Yikbetsu Somach La Kaisel Ala Kail, Ve'chayov Mchatsi Nezek. Do like Gorzem Mimkovtu Mimatu Lamailu, the Machayev Lubasomach Kugamar. Vim Kain, Kinoflu Nami Lachayev Chatsi Nezek. Delgave chatzin nezek chilasu b'shir v'soifu ba'inusu. That's the kasha. What would be if this kelev or this gdi would not be naflu, but they would fall, they would jump straight down? That's not normal. The Gemara says kafzi, normal kafzi is normal kfitzu is meirochik. But let's say this animal is crying out for the Olympics, it jumps straight there. So what would be the din? What would be the din? So he assumes that it would be, that would not be called the Nainus. That will be called Mishunah. It's Mishunah, certainly Mishunah, but it'll be Chatzin Hezek. I'm not so sure how he knows that this is true. Maybe it's Oinus. Maybe it's so far-fetched that it's called Oinus. I have a crazy animal jump straight down. Maybe that's Mamish. He says, no, that's Mishunah. He brings it right. He says, like Gora from if the verse later on, Kof to me mata lemala, that if the Kelev or the Gdig jumped straight up, so you're Chayav Chatzin Hezek. It's Mishunah, but you're Chayav Chatzin Hezek. I'm not sure I understand the riot. Yeah, jumping straight up is Mishunah, but maybe jumping straight down is crazy. I don't know, but that's what he assumes. Okay, I don't know where he got these from, but that's what he assumes. He says it's not an oinus. Jumping straight down is not an oinus. It's Mishunah. So it's Keren, Chatzinet. So that means there's a certain level of Pshia, because it's not an oinus. Jumping straight down, on the level of Keren, it's a Pshia. So if my animal is on top of the Kaisel, on top of the whatever, on top of the kaisel, and there's kalim that are mikravi lagavi kaisel. If the animal jumps straight down, I wouldn't say that I'm an onus. We wouldn't say that I'm an onus. I'm an onus. No, you have to on the level of keren. It's a low level pshia. It's only level of keren. It's only chatzin ezek. So maybe only a knas keicha delinteri. But on some level, the Torah would consider you. We would judge that as not an onus. We would judge it as a pshia. So now that the animal fell straight down, now that it says it should be tchilasa pshia v'soifa b'onus. We should judge it as a pshia, a Karen level pshia, and we should say it's tchilos of pshia v'soifa b'ayinus, and you should be chayiv, but how much? Chatzines. So before we get to his teretz, it's interesting. He said the chayiv is only going to be chatzines. Why is it only chatzines? Nafl is not mishunah. Nafl, as we said before, nafl luchar is red. He says that if it would be a tchilos of pshia on the level of Karen v'soifa b'ayinus is only going to be chatzines. It means because at the end of the day, a pshiyav keren can only mechayev chatzin, can only mechayev chatzin ezek. It's not clear to me. Is this nimpi yosef? Does it stem with the tosis on chav beis that we saw a few minutes ago? Tosis on chav beis says an opposite case. You have a high level pshiyav regel, but at the end of the day, what happened was keren. So tosis says keren is chatzin ezek. I don't care what level of pshiyav it is. Keren is chatzin ezek. Torah is mechayev chatzin ezek by keren. Okay, so I'm an opposite case. I have a level of pshia. I have a pshia. The pshia is on the level of keren. But at the end of the day, what happened was nafla, and the chayr nafla is not keren. Nafla is regel. And Taisus the chiv is only bichatzin ezek. The pshutoi, it sounds like a machlokes. The Taisus holds that when I want to know is it nezek shalom or is it chatzin ezek, I don't look at the level of pshia. I look at the maisa masik. The maisa masik was keren, so keren is chatzin ezek. I don't care what level of pshia it is. And the Mekaisa says the Chorif Aker, that if I have a Meiser Regel, the field is a Meiser Regel, but the level of Pshia was the level of Pshia of Keren, so the Mekaisa says that would be Chatzin Ezek. Apparently the Mekaisa holds that Chatzin Ezek is determined not by the Shema Mazik, but by the level of Pshia. So, one of two things. Maybe it's Hakam Achleikas. Maybe Tosis and Mekaisa are arguing when we're talking about the Chatzin Ezek of Keren, what makes Keren Chatzin Ezek? Is it the Shema Mazik of Keren is Chatzin Ezek and has nothing to do with the level of Shia? Or is it the level of Shia that makes it Chatzin Ezek? And in the case of holds, what makes it Chatzin Ezek is not the Shema Mazik of Keren, but the level of Shia of Keren. And we had such things already, not so far, and then we should have such things. We wanted to say a similar thing in Rashi by the Sugya of way back when, by the sugya Yeshinu the Nezik, Yeshinu the Tzoris, the Revi Nezik, and Rashi is that Tzoris is always regular by definition. And if regular is always, if Rashi in the Kama holds, that Tzoris by definition is always regular. So if Tzoris by definition is always regular, so how could you have Shinu the Revi Nezik? So I said at the time that Tzoris Mashma that Rashi holds, that the din that Shinu is only Chatzin Nezik, and there's Chatzin Nezik of Tzoris, so it's Revi Nezik. The din that Shinu is only is Revi Nezik has nothing to do with Keren. The fact that it's Mishunah makes it Chatzin Ezek. So Tzoris, even though Tzoris is always regal, but Tzoris Ali Dei Shinui will be Rabbi Yerian Ezek. Because it's Chatzin Ezek al Tzoris, and it's Mishunah, so it becomes Rabbi Yerian Ezek. So we had such at least a Shittim Mishunim, that seems to hold, that the din of Chatzin Ezek happens to be that Karen, every Karen is Mishunah, every Karen time is Mishunah, that's why it's Chatzin Ezek. But chatzinezik, it doesn't have to be keren in order to be chatzinezik. It has to be the level of pshia of keren to be chatzinezik. So here the level of pshia is the level of pshia of keren. So it's chatzinezik. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is maybe in the case of, in place of not arguing, but there's two ways to be chatzinezik. Either way, if it's the level of pshia of keren, so then it's chatzinezik. That's the Mekesef is saying. But Tosfos says the opposite is, but the opposite is also true. If it's the Shem Mazik of Karen, even if it's not the level of Shi of Karen, it's also Chatzinezik. Like the Loshon HaTorah says, HaTorah Lechiva Karen Ela Chatzinezik. Maybe both things are true. The Torah said Karen is only, we don't have a right to make Karen Nezik Shalom. Karen and Torah is Chatzin. Karen Tam is Torah is Chatzinezik. So every Karen Tam is Chatzinezik. Even though you have a case of Tulosub of Shi's Regal, so it would seem to be the level of Shi of Regal, it doesn't matter. Karen is only Chatzinezik. But the Nebuchadnezzar says, but the other way around is also true. Even if you have something which is regel, but if the level of pshi is the level of pshi of Karen, so then you also can't be mechayev more than Karen. Because it's, and I would understand it really, because in a way I understand, it's a little bit difficult to me, because the Gemara says that the reason why regel is chatzinezek is because it's stam shor mecheskes malocha, that chatzinezek is knas. The Gemara says stam shor mecheskes shimer kaimi, and bedinu you should be potel gamri, but the Torah said that you should pay chatzinezek yehechid ilutari lishor. So the Gemara says that the whole idea of chatzinezek is tied into the fact that it's becheska shimur. So really, lehavali lasuki adaiti, you shouldn't be chayav at all. Torah concept you. So that has to do with the level of pshia. So Le'emis says, Tosis, I don't understand. I don't really understand Tosis so well. If I have a Karen that's pshia gemura, so then there's no, then it's not becheska shimur kaim. And if it's not becheska shimur kaim, then why should it be nezek shol? Why should it be a knas and only chatzinezek? Yeah, Shneiza Hezber got Tosis. So Akaponim, I'm not sure. Bottom line is, I don't understand the Tosis. Tosis says that Karen, even if it's a high level Pshia, is only Chatzinezek. I don't understand it by itself. What do you mean? The Gemara explains that the reason why Karen is Chatzinezek is because it's really a Knas. It's really Stam Sorem Mecheska Shima Kaimen. But in the case of Tchilosu B'Pshia, where you have a high level Pshia, maybe Tchilah, and Tchilosu B'Pshia, B'Soif V'Vayimus, we look at the Pshia, so then it's not Becheska Shimur. We look at it as being a full-fledged Pshia. So why does Taisa say it's only Chatzinezek? I don't know. Needs a Hezbeh. But Taisa says it. The Rebbe Yosef, I understand more. The Rebbe Yosef says, if it's a low-level Pshia, it's a Pshia in the level of Keren. So it's only a Knas. It's only a Pshia in the level of Keren. So even though at the end it fell, falling is not Keren. Falling is Regal. But the level of Pshia is Kerendik, so it'll be Chatzinezek. Akoponim, so the Rebbe Yosef is coming with a Kasha. He's saying in a case where with the kelim are mikri b'legabe kaisel, the case of the Gemara, the kelim are mikri b'legabe kaisel. So why don't I say, look, if the animal jumped straight down, it would be Karen. It wouldn't be oinus. It would be Karen. Again, I don't know how he knows it, but that's easy. That's it would be Karen. So you have a pshia, at least on the level of Karen. Now when the animal falls, so it should be tchilosa b'shia b'soifa b'oinus. We should look at it not as an oinus, we should look at it as a pshia, a Karen level pshia. And you should be chayiv to pay chatzin hezek, but the Gemara says the apotah. It says in Mukyasa for Bigisaid. Halesel. The Chiyamin and Chilosa Bashir and Soifa Bainus is Chayev. Bashir Gemura Kamino. That's only by a Bashir Gemura. Aval Shinui, the Lav Urche, Lav Bashir Gemuri. Here it's a lower level Bashir. It's only a level Bashir on the level of, it's only a Bashir on the level of Lav Urche and the level of Shinui. By a low level Bashir, not a Bashir Gemura, we don't say Tchilosu B'Shia B'Soifa B'Einus Chayev. Brings a riot, Teda. Dile Te Mochi, Regal De Patriachmona B'Shia B'Shmira B'Chusa Hechi Mishkachas. Hechi Mishkachas Lo. Kevin L'Gabi Keren L'Havi Shmira L'Havi Tchilosu B'Shia B'Soifa B'Einus V'L'Chayev. The Gemara says at the beginning of our claim, it's not called the Gemara at the beginning of the Shia. The Gemara says that Shein Regal Bar and Eish HaTorah Mirta B'Shmirasim. Meaning that you only, in order to be Potter from Shein V'Regel, all the Torah expects of you by Shein V'Regel is a low-level Shmir. So if you don't even do a low-level Shmir, then you're Chayav for Shein V'Regel. But if you did a low-level Shmir by Shein V'Regel, you're okay. Beyond that, we treat it as Oinus. So let's say, you know, you were Nolga for Nekaroi, and it was Yechel Lama B'Ruach Mitzuya. You don't have to worry about Ruach Shein Mitzuya. You did a low-level Shmira. And if the animal got out, Ruach She'enu Mitzuya came and the behemoth got out and it was Mazik B'Shein Regel, you potter. Because all the Torah expects of you is a Shmir Chusim. Shein Regel, Bor and Eish. Karen need a Shmira Mula. If you put it in a stall that was only Yochel Lamed Ruch Mitzuyah and Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyah came and it went out in a gourd, you chayav. So every case of Shem V'Regel where you had a Shmira Chusa and you potter, why don't I say, but when you put that animal in a stall that was Yochel Lamed Ruch Mitzuyah, you're an Oinus if it gets out. Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyah comes, now it gets out. But the Gavi Karen, you were a Peshe. So why shouldn't we say, Chilosa Peshe, Vesoifa Bainus? You should be Chayiv at least Chatzin Ezer. Because you had as far as Karen is concerned, you were a Peshe. So you were Chilosa Peshe of Karen and Soifa Bainus of Red. So it must be, Ela Shmamino Kedapishis. Haramazal. Because it's Shmamino, that since it's not a Peshe, that Chilosa Peshe, that wasn't a Peshe Gemura, it was a Peshe on the level of Shmir. It's not a Peshe Gemura. I did a basic Shmir. But I didn't do the shmir that Karen requires, so it's not a pshia gemur. Like pshia, it was a pshia shein gemur. Pshia shein gemur is mechayev me in. Pshia shein gemur doesn't trigger to also pshia psoifa bainus. I say no psoifa bainus. Then the regal and the klapi regal was oinus. There's no din of tchilas of pshiyah psoifa bainus in the pshiyah shenik mur. At kan the mukhes. So this is a very big site. We'll see later. We'll see in Mishnah going forward. A lot of rishonim say this site from other gemaras, other rites. The tchilas of pshiyah psoifa bainus is chayev is only by a pshiyah gemur. Shaz, what's the lundus? What's the lundus? If tchilas of pshiyah psoifa bainus, if I look at the bosom make car, so to speak, I look at the tchila of the pshiyah b'tchila, so what's the difference if it's pshiyah gemur or pshiyah shenig gemur? If what's dispositive is the pshiyah b'tchila, so what's the difference if it's a pshiyah gemur or pshiyah shenig gemur? It needs a hezber and svar.
I'm not really sure I get what the Gemur Yosef is doing. Originally, he's telling us that it seems to be like, as you said, when the parents explained that there's two different cases, that there can't be, that the Mishnah was dealing with a case, and then there was enough of Pazin, that was a separate case, but then he brings this in Chayim Mitam Tul to the Karen. And he seems to make this ukitza that there's a whole other case that I could fit in.
Is that another case? He's going. I think he's going with Rabbeinu Peretz. It's Listoni.
So
the Mishnah, the case of Noflu is Tomei Kalim. There are Mikvei Lagavi
cases. But you could jump on those.
So he says normally you can't jump on them, but you could jump on them if the behemoth wants to do a Maaseh Mishum.
And you wouldn't be chayav.
And it would be Karen. Because the Gemara says it's not called chilosu b'pshia because if the animal jumps normally, he'll overshoot them. So therefore, the pshia gemura is only for a kvitza meirach l'rochad. But he said, but what if your behemoth jumps straight down? You would be chayav keren. You would be chayav as keren. You know it's mishuna. You'd be chayav keren because as far as keren is concerned, it's a pshia. It's a pshia on the level of it's not a pshia gemura. It's a you certainly did a shmira. You did a copy these kalim, you did a shmira b'chusa for sure. Not normal for the behemoth to jump down, but certainly you certainly copy these kalim, you had a shmira b'chusa. It's good enough for shem v'regel. And b'chalas mishuna for the behemoth to jump straight. It's mishuna for the behemoth to jump straight down. But klapit keren, keren, I don't need a b'shiyah word for keren. Even a b'shiyah keren Torah wasn't memayit b'shmirasa. Keren yichayiv even for a low level b'shiyah. Every keren is a low level b'shiyah. It's mishuna. By definition, every keren is a low level b'shiyah. Doesn't matter. Torah is mechayiv. So if the behemoth would jump straight down, you would be chayav for keren. So it's a pshia, it's not a pshia gemura, it's not a pshia on the level of shem v'regel. Right. If my animal does something normal, if I put my animal in a position that it could be mazik by doing something normal, that's a pshia gemura, it's mechayav me for shem v'regel. If my animal's in a position that it can't be mazik by doing something normal, but it could be mazik by doing something abnormal, so I did a shmir of chusa, but I didn't do a total 100% ironclad shmir. The animal could do something mishun and be mazik. And I'll be chayef for Karen, because Karen yechayef even for a ma'aser mishuna. Karen doesn't need a shmira. Karen is not enough to do a shmira b'chusa. You have to do a shmira me'ula. A ma'aser mishuna, you still chayef for. So here, when the mikra b'kelem l'gabi ha'koisel, so it's not a pshia gemura. It's not normal for the animal to jump straight down, but it could jump straight down. If it's mishuna, and if it had a And I be chayav chatzin nezek. So that's his kasha. So it's chilosu b'pshia klapi keren. So the same way, if it jumps straight down, I would say that it's a pshia shenig gemura, but it's some little bit of pshia is involved. I'm chayav chatzin nezek at least. Mchayev Chatzin Ezek, Az Karen. So now that it fell, it's Seifer Bainus, so it should be Chilasa B'Shiva Seifer Bainus. So he says that he's Seifer. Chilasa B'Shiva Seifer Bainus only by B'Shiva Gmur, not by B'Shiva Shein Gmur. Yeah, come on, it needs a Hezbah. This chiluk that he's making, it needs a Hezbah. That's in chiluk between B'Shiva Gmur and B'Shiva Shein Gmur, vis-a-vis Chilasa B'Shiva Seifer Bainus. It says in several Rishonim, we're going to see the Gemara in Mitzvah, in Baba Kama, it's one of the Marma Kamas, in Baba Kama, Ayin Chesem the base. Not Ayin Chesem base. Baba Kama, Tzadik Gimel the base. But more about the Raya who left his sheep. Tzadik Gimel the base. And we'll see going forward, but it's Taisus, the Ramban, they also say this Chil. But Niza has been. Maybe from seeing it there from Kaima, we'll have we'll get a hub on it. Right now, we're not equipped to say it, but we don't have nearly enough of a rich narrative over here to say to understand this chiluk. But now we'll just take it as given. There's a Rashba. The Rashba says the same story, but he says it differently. He says it a little bit more machodesh. The Rashba asks a similar question as the Nimukhi Yaisa. Actually, the Rashba starts with something else. The Rashba starts with the question of Lutzdagim. The Maskanah is the Gemara that Chilasa B'Shiva V'Soifa Ovenes is Chayev. And therefore we're talking about Kalim that are Mikrevi L'Gabi Kosel. So the Rashba asks the Kasha that Rebbeinu Peretz asks, what's the case? If the Kalim were Rochoik, so how did it fall and hit them? The Kalim were Karoiv, so what's the, how does it, the Mishnah says, Koftzu Chayovim Hanoflu Pturim. What's the case? It's the same Kalim. How could it be Koftzu and Noflu in the same Kalim? So we saw Rebbeinu Peretz and probably Nukesef holds that way as well. Taisus, all the Rishonim would only ask the Kasha, probably also hold this way. That's not a Kasha. Nechnami, let's start in Ketoni. That's the Gemara's Teretz. It's not the same Kalim. The Gemara in the Havmin of Thoris Chilosu B'Shiva of Seif B'Oinis, it's the same Kalim. The Gemara's Teretz is, Taka not the same Kalim. Koftzu is Rochik and Noflu is Karev, because that's the normal thing. Koftzu is Rochik and Noflu is Karev. But the Rashba is not Nicha to say that. The Rashba says, no, it must be the same Kalim. So then he has a problem. How can the Mishnah say that Koftzu Chayovim, Noflu Pturim, what Kalim are we talking about? So the Rashba says that we're talking about Kalim that are Karev. Taka Karev. And he says, Kalim that are Karev, if the animal jumps straight down, Yechayev al Zderegel. Because it's not so Meshunah for the animal to jump straight down. Not typical, but it doesn't reach the level of Mishunah. It's still called Regal. If it's Regal, so then it's Chilasa B'Shiva V'Soifa Bainus. So we're back to square one. Says the Rashba, even though it's Regal, but since it's not the usual Kvitza, which is Merochik, so it's not a Pshia Gemura. It's a Pshia She'eno Gemura. And in a Pshia She'eno Gemura, you don't say Tchilasa Pshia V'Soifa Bainus Chai. It's similar to Nimuk Yosef, but there's a big distance between them. The Nimuk Yosef says it when you're talking about something which is Meshunah. It's a Shmira. It's not Chai Vos Regal at all. As far as Shmir of Chusa is concerned, you did a Shmir of Chusa, you're not Chayef for Regal. It's just a Maisa Meshunah that's Mechayef for Keren. So that he says, a Maisa Meshunah that's Mechayef for Keren, it wasn't a Shmir, it wasn't 100% Shmir, it was a Shmir of Chusa, but it wasn't 100% Shmir. So it's a little bit, you were negligent enough to Mechayef you Chatzin Nesek as Keren. For that you don't say Tchosub Shiva Seifa Boinus is Chayef. But once it's regal means that you didn't even do a shmir of chusa, because regal only needs a shmir of chusa to be. Otherwise, if you did a shmir of chusa, you're potter. Regal, you only have to be pashay in a shmir at the level of a shmir of chusa. If it's regal, that means it's normal. If it's once it's regal and it's once you tell him you're chayef for regal, then it's a shmir. Then it's a pshia gemura of chusa pshia b'soif minus chayef. The Rashi makes distinctions within regal, and he said that even within regal, there's a difference between regal of kvitzu meirochik and regal of kvitzu bekarav. Regal of kvitzu meirochik That's a pshia gemura. Tchilas a pshia v'soif v'ainus is chayev. Regel of kvitza lekarayv, it's still a regel. It's not mishuna, but it's a pshia she'ena gemura, and a pshia she'ena gemura. You don't say tchilas a pshia v'soif v'ainus chayev. Yes, that needs even more hesber. And what's in the kudus hamachlekes between the Rashi and the Mukias? So this is part of what hopefully we want to be able to get a handle on by the time we're finished, and what's going on in this Rashba as well. And what's the divide over here between the Rashba and the Mikyas? The Rashba is very, very schwer. I mean, where do you have the gradations within Regel? Within Regel, Regel only needs a Shmir Pchusa. I mean, for Regel, in order to be Chayyah for Regel, you need a high level Pshia. If you did just a minimal level of Shmirah, then that's called you're not a Pesheya and you're Pata from Regel. So in order to be a chayyeh for regel, you have to be a pretty bad guy, a pretty negligent guy. You have to be a guy who didn't even do a shmirah p'chusa. So the rich third demokrasi would say, okay, then that's called the p'shea gomer, p'shea gemura. Every regel is p'shea gemura. If it wasn't a p'shea gemura, you wouldn't be chayyeh for regel. You would have done a shmirah p'chusa. And the rasp is, no, even within regel, there's further subdivisions. There's the regel of p'shea gemura, and there's the regel of p'shea she'ena gemura. Not so big, it's not like Mishuna. That's a lower level yet. That's a Karen. But within Regel, there's also two flavors. There's the Regel of Shia Gemur and the Regel of Shia Shein Gemur. Kalim at Arochak, that's Shia Gemur. Kalim at Arochak, that's Shia Shein Gemur. It's Regel, but it's Shia Shein Gemur. And that's the case of the Mishnah. The animal was kaifed straight down. That's what it means. Mikrabi Kaisel Gai, Mikrabi Kalim Lagabi Kaisel means it's still Regel. But since it's straight down, it's a Shia Shein Gemur. Shia Shein Gemur doesn't trigger the loss of Shia Vasifa Bayas. So I think the way I want to proceed is to try and do something with the sugya of Shiva Seifavainas, the sugya of Amitzia, without having from the beginning in our agenda trying to answer the Mekesa, just to see the sugya and try to get a little bit more clarity in Chalos of Shiva Seifavainas. It's a big sugya, it's a shah sugya, and then hopefully we'll have a rich enough narrative by the time we're finished that we'll be able to come back to the Mekesa and the Rashba, and maybe we'll be able to understand it a little bit better. I think we'll leave for today. I think we'll stop here for today. It was really enough. It's early. Maybe we'll dive in because it's. I have another question. I have a favorite. I have Sfarim in the loading dock, a new sefer, and I'm going to bring it down to the basement. And I need to clear some room in the basement. I have Sfarim already in the basement, but there's all kinds of other boxes piled up against it. I need to clear some space over there for them to put the Sfarim. So I wonder if I could borrow like four or five guys after Mincha. It's a good idea, I think, in 10 minutes just to clear that space over there. And then when the Sfarim come, I may have to borrow more guys and just to, because we'll see where they wind up putting the books. But so just the four or five guys, strong guys, just to, you don't have to be so strong. It's not so. Okay.